The venerable lime tree in front of Saint Pierre Church. In front of Saint Pierre Church, which was rebuilt after a fire in 1987, stands a lime tree. It was originally planted to commemorate the anniversary of the country's independence, but it is first and foremost a reminder of the extent to which village history and village life are inseparable from the surrounding forest. The name Gros Feuilly comes from Gravellus fagus. In Latin, it means gritty beech tree. Yvon Barbazon, local historian. It refers to a tree with rough bark or planted on stony ground. Nothing to do with gros, meaning fat then, although there's a little anecdote related to the name given to the people of Gros Feuilly and their tendency to roll their R's. They said Gros Feuilly. I never thought that they rolled their R's more than people elsewhere, but that's how the story went. So they were called the rodeurs, people who rolled their R's. The surrounding forest are more or less 60% broad-leaved trees and 40% conifers. The woodland is still exploited today. The broad-leaved trees are particularly used at the sawmill in Alais-sur-Semois, where Paul Balfour works. Beech, oak and hornbeam are all broad-leaved trees. The ones with the greatest value as timber are oak and beech. All other species are used for firewood and quite a lot for paper. The conifers are from the late 19th century. They include spruce, larch and Douglas fir. They're all used in sawmills today for construction timber and wooden frames for buildings, which are often made with Douglas fir these days. In times gone by, a whole host of other professions in the village made their living from wood. Yvon Barbazon. At first, they made charcoal. That was the work of the charcoal burners, or fodeurs, as they were known. Then there was a job of removing the bark done by the pelleurs, who worked with a tool called a pelu. So bark was removed from oaks and other types of wood to be used for tanning hides. In other words, to make the hides of animals that were killed in the villages more supple. Gros Feuilly and the woods go back a long way, and our venerable lime tree has that history inscribed in the very tips of its branches. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.